父神，今天早上这么早的时候，你把我们召集在这里。
Father, we thank you for gathering us together this morning.
我们在这个时候求你能够安静我们的心。
At this time, we ask you to quiet our hearts.
求你赐给我们一个受教的心。
Give us this teachable heart.
真是说我们能够从圣经里面学习更多的真理。
So that we can learn more about your truth.
能够使我们能够更有效为你做见证。
So that we can witness for you more effectively.
我们将这个时间交在你手中，求你恩待我们。
We yield this time into your hands.
祷告奉我们主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我们昨天看到在以弗所第三章第一节，保罗说：“因此我怎么样？”他本来就要想要开始祷告。
So we look at Ephesians chapter 3, beginning with 1 last yesterday, and we knew Paul was about ready to pray.At the beginning of chapter 3.
可是他想到这个他与这个他所传的福音的关系，他要讲到他从神那里所领受的启示，讲到他从神那里所领受的这个使命。
So when he thought about the revelation he had received from God and also the mission that was given to him by God,
就谈到他与这个他所传的福音的关系。
And then he was deeply impressed by his relationship with his gospel.
讲完之后，这个第三章十四节，他又重复了，因此我怎么样？
So he restarted at the beginning of verse 14. For this reason,
所以我们今天呢，开始来看到他的这一个祷告的，他的祷告。
So we started to study his prayer this morning.
这个因此这个字啊，非常的重要。
The word for this reason, this word for is very important.
那我们看到以弗所书第一章跟第二章里面，保罗谈到神的计划、神的旨意，乃是神最整体的、神集体的计划，对集体的计划跟旨意。
Ephesians chapter 1 and 2, when Paul talked about God's plan and God's will, he was thinking about his plan and will in a collective way.
那第十三章十四节，他的祷告里面乃是愿神这个对整体的计划就旨意能够成就在个人的身上。
So starting with 3:14, Paul's prayer is to pray for God's plan and the will to be accomplished on people individually.
那我们在这里可以看到保罗祷告的根基在哪里？
Let's look at the basis of Paul's prayer.
第一，他就是说神已经计划整体的、积极的要给我们这么多的恩典，所以保罗说：“神啊，既然你有这么大的这个计划，把这求你能够叫这个人各种不同的个人个别的能够真实承受到你为他们所预备的这个计划。”
So since Paul already made clear about God's plan and will for the people collectively, now since this was such a great plan and great will, let's see how it is to be accomplished upon us individually.
那保罗向谁祷告呢？向这一个父祷告。
Whom did Paul pray to? The Father.
那里说啊，其实那里谈到这位神啊，就是所有一切父的什么 archetype， 就是怎么说 archetype， 就是说他的原本，就是说我们如果愿意真正明白这个父的话，我们看这个父神，才能够真正了解什么叫做父。
So we have to understand the fullness or the complete.Completeness of the Father before we can understand.
那我们当然知道啊
Father God.
我们 no, in order to know the complete concept of fatherhood, we look at the Father. Okay. 那父的这个基本呢是什么呢？就是父亲很愿意给。
So we know that the Father is very willing to give.
而且还有保罗说啊，他祷告的原因就是求神呢按照他荣耀的丰盛。
Paul was trying to pray that God would use his divine, according to his divine riches, glorious riches.
所以从这里啊，我们看到保罗在这里开始祷告的时候，保罗祷告的根基啊，我们晓得这样的祷告神一定听的，对不对？
So we know with such basis, God has to answer this prayer.
因为他像这么一个很愿意给，而且他有很多的丰盛，而且他本来就计划给我们的这位神祷告，当然这样的祷告一定是。你说蒙听的呢
He was praying to this father who was willing to give, and he had a lot of riches to give, and therefore the prayer has to be answered.
Okay, 那我们看啊，保罗祷告的内容是什么？
So let's look at the content of his prayer.
第一，求神借着他的灵加力量，使你们里面的人能够强壮起来。
He prayed that God would strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being.
就说圣灵能够使我们这里面的人呢，能够刚强起来。而这里面的人呢，是什么呢？就是我们一切的意志，我们一切的这个理智的一切的中心。
So the Spirit will strengthen our inner being. But what is this inner being? This is our intellect, the center of our minds.
那求神帮助我们，使我们里面的这个人呢，刚强起来，能够抵挡一切的这一个试探，能够使我们有足够的力量，能够来做成神的美好的旨意，来 carry out God's will， 来完成神的旨意。
So pray that God out of His glorious riches, He will strengthen our inner being so that we can carry out God's plan and will.
那第二，乃是因着信，叫基督住在你们心里。
The second part of His prayer is that so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith.
Okay, through faith. 那这里啊，保罗说，求基督啊，在你们心里定居啊。 不是说让基督寄居在你们心里，保罗特别选择这个字，就让基督能够定居在你们里面。So,
the word Paul used for the dwelling of Christ in our hearts, or in our is a term which is a continuous dwelling rather than living there temporarily.
而且很妙啊，我们可以看到这以弗所第二章第二节跟这个第二章二十二节啊，我刚才跟各位讲过。 第一章第二节讲到神对集体的计划，那这个第三章十四节，保罗祷告呢是希望这个神对集体的计划能够成就在我们个人的身上。我们在这里就可以看出来。So
we're talking about God's plan for the people collectively. How is that plan to be accomplished on us individually? So we're trying to take a look.
比如说以弗所书第二章二十二节谈到神要定居在集体的殿，整个基督徒，整个基督徒构成的殿。
So in Ephesians 2:22, talking about God is to dwell in this temple, which is built together by people collectively.
那第三章十七节讲到基督要定居在我们个人的心里面。So
3:17, talking about Christ would dwell in our hearts individually.
而且这里跟我们说啊，基督怎么能够住在你们心里，就是因着信。It
is through faith that can be accomplished.
换句话说，基督啊，不，这个信啊。 能够使基督继续住在我们心里。如果我们没有信的话，啊，这个就有问题了。So
Christ may dwell in us continuously through faith. If we don't have faith, then we'll have a problem.
还有，这第一跟第二章中啊，有两个可能的关系。
Two points, and there are some presumed relationships.
一个关系啊，就是这两个啊是两个平行的，就是保罗求神成就第一。 成就第二，这两个是平行，那有一个可能。So
one possibility is that these two are actually parallel points.
那第二个可能性就是说第二啊，就是第一的效后果，就是说让这个圣灵在我们心里加强我们的内心里面的人的结果啊，基督就可以住在我们心里。Point
two could also be a consequence of point one, that is through the Spirit, you know, and faith, and Jesus will dwell in our hearts.
可是不管他们两个。 哪一个可能性啊？其实这两个是让我们看到，这两个是一个有很密切的关系，根本分不开。So
we know that no matter what kind of possibility, and these two points are highly related to each other.
第三，保罗的祷告就说：“使我们有能力和圣圣徒一同来明白基督的爱。”Paul
prayed that we may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
那我们要明白这一点的话，有一个条件，那个条件说我们已经被建立在爱的根基上。And
the condition is that we have already been built or established in love.
所以这里可以看到啊，保罗讲到使我们能够对基督的爱能够更深一步的、一步一步的、更进一步的认识、更进一步的了解。
So we have to be grounded and rooted in love, and to know more about love.
他第四个祷告乃是叫神的丰满能够充满我们，充满你们。
The last prayer is we be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
Okay, 因为我晓得我们只剩下两堂了，还有三章，有所要试试看了。
So we have only two lectures, yet we have three chapters to cover.
所以我大概要。 把那个重要的跟各位提提，比较仔细的东西，也许都不会提啊。OK， 第四章第一节。
So, chapter 4, verse 1.
那里啊, 保罗说, 所以, 也许我们看一下, 我们中文,
said,
中文没有把那个所以翻出来了。
Okay, that's not being pointed out in the Chinese translation.
所以我为主被囚的圈里面, 既然蒙召行事为人, 就当与蒙召的恩相称。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
那我第一天稍微提过啊，这第一章到三章，前三章跟后三章当中啊，因为有所以，所以有这一个因果的关系在那里。
There's a cause and consequence, and the cause is in Ephesians chapter 1 through 3, and the consequence is in Ephesians chapter 4 through 6.
前三章跟我们讲的是讲到基本的教理。
So the first three chapters tell us about the basic doctrines.
后三章跟我们谈到基督徒的实际生活。
The final three chapters talking about the practical life.
乃是讲到我们的实际生活必须建立在这个教理的根基上。
So our practical life of being a Christian should be based upon the basic doctrines as described earlier.
一方面我们要看到啊，在前三章里面，保罗很喜欢用基督那个字。
So Paul used the word Christ frequently in the first three chapters.
在后三章里面，他喜欢用主。
In the final three chapters, he used the word Lord, the Lord most often.
基督就是我们在神面前能够领受神的恩典的根基。如果没有基督，我们根本不能够在神面前领受神要给我们恩典。
Because Christ is the basis of all of our blessings, and without Christ, we wouldn't be able to receive any.
后三章啊，保罗就跟你们讲到主，因为他是我的主，我的主人，所以啊，我们就必须听他的话。
In the final three chapters, Paul was stressing that Christ is our Lord, and so therefore we have to obey him.
所以如果你再去分析的话，前三章保罗常常用这个技术的语态 indicative mood。
If you really analyze it carefully, you know that in first three chapters, Paul was writing in an indicative mood.
用这个继续的语态啊，保罗跟我们讲到神为我们预备那么多的恩典。
Simply describing what God has done for us.
在后三章里面，保罗开始用命令语态，你要如何生活，开始命令我们如何生活。
So in the final three chapters, Paul was using the imperative mood, that is, you should do this, you should do.
所以我们彼此当中啊，就是说我们实际生活。 跟我们的教理，跟我们真理有很深刻的分不开的关系。So
we know that our practical life has to be highly related to our basic doctrines that we hold.
Okay, 保罗说啊，我们需要与蒙召的恩，我们的生活必须与蒙召的恩相称。So
our life should be worthy of the calling we have received.
那神的恩召，保罗在第一章、第二章跟我们讲到了，讲到哪里？神的恩召，神呼召我们干什么？So
in first the two chapters, Paul told us about why God called us.
神的恩召啊，有两个，对不对？
So there are two callings.
神就从今以后不再分犹太人、外邦人，神造成一个新的子民。
So there's a new people. There will no longer be a division between Gentiles and Jews.
所以我们的生活必须与我们的神的恩召相称，怎么样？ 我们就要应该保持合而为一。
So
以弗所第四章一节到第十六节跟我们讲到合而为一的事。
Since there's only one people, then we should preserve the unity which is in Christ and which is described in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16.
神恩召不但是要我们成为一个新的子民，神要我们成为他圣洁的子民。因此啊，从第四章十七节到第五章二十一节，保罗讲到我们应该怎么样过一个圣洁的生活。
So since God called us not just to be a new people, but also a holy people, so then in chapter 4, verses 17 and on, talking about this, Paul talked about this holy life.
所以我们来看啊, so 我们要怎么样合而为一,基督徒的生活要怎么样合而为一?
So how can we live a life of unity?
好,所以第四章保罗跟我们讲到合而为一的事。
So that's recorded in Ephesians 4, 1 through 16.
保罗告诉我们说啊，圣灵已经把我们造成一个合一的子民，所以啊，我们怎么样？我们必须竭力尽我们最大的本分，努力竭力来保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Since we're already one people, so we should make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
这个合一啊， 就是圣灵所完成的，圣灵所带来的。
So this unity is brought forth by the Spirit.
那我们的责任是什么呢？我们的责任就要竭力来保持这个圣灵所给我们的合一。
So this is our responsibilities.
用什么方法？
In which way?
保罗说我们必须谦虚。
We need to be humble.
Okay, 谦虚啊，就是什么呢？谦虚从哪里来？就是当我们对自己有正确的看法、正确的估计的时候，我们才会有这个什么谦虚。
Humbleness is the result of us having a correct evaluation toward ourselves.
我们了解我们这些人呢、啊，都是神所造的。我们所有一切恩赐都是从神而来的，不是我自己有什么、自己有什么可夸的。
So we understand that we're created by God, and everything we have were given by God. So therefore, we have nothing to boast about.
所以，如果我们了解对自己有正确的这个了解的话，我们就不会。就会有谦虚啊，谦虚的根基就在那里。
Correct understanding of ourselves, and we will be humble.
好，第二，保罗说，如果我们要保持合一的心的话，我们必须恩柔。
So the second important part is that we have to be gentle.
恩柔是什么呢？恩柔啊，并不是说你没有能力，恩柔就是说我有能力报复，可是我根本不报复。
To be gentle, it doesn't mean that your lack of power. It really means that I have the power to seek revenge, yet I choose not to seek revenge.
一个恩柔的人呢，他能够控制他自己。
A gentle person has a self-control.
这个恩柔的人呢，他在他的原则、基本的原则上，他绝不让步。
So a gentle person would never yield on basic principles.
可是啊，他对以这个对待别人作风啊，这些我不能翻了。
So his attitude toward others
is soothing and winsome. 中文怎么说？
他很安慰，
soothing,
很能够讨人喜欢。
Yeah, 就是不会使人家讨厌你那种 winsome， 有一种的那个作风就是非常 winsome， 对不对 ？winsome 就很容易受人的。你继续翻了。
Yeah, 是是，
我想不出。
很讨人喜欢，
讨人很容易得到人的喜欢，不是讨人喜欢，很容易得到人喜欢你那种。OK， 底下是说忍耐。
Next is patience.
忍耐是什么呢？就是说其实我可以啊，可以 angry， 可以发怒啊，可是我 postpone， 我延期我的发怒。
So even though I have every right to be angry, yet I postpone my anger.
底下是说要有宽容。
We should be forgiving.
宽容那个字啊，宽容 is forbearing, probably
forbearing.
Forbearing 有一点意思是什么呢？这个 forbearing 那个字、啊、有一个我昨天所说的那个中间动那个意思，
yeah,
就是说啊
，It is probably in the reflexive mode or middle voice.
OK， 当别人对你对不起啊，对不起你的时候，你可以把自己 hold up yourself。你如果把自己提起来，我暂时啊，等到你这个你对我的刺激一定要过去以后，过去了，就是说，其实、啊、你对我很不好了，我可以向你报复，我可以。发脾气啊！可是我把我自己 hold up myself， 你替我翻啊 ，hold up your myself 啊，等到这一个刺激过去的时候才放下来，就是那意思。
So forbearance means that even if I'm offended, I was able to hold myself up and wait until that offense passed.
我说他像他翻中文，他翻不，其实我也翻不出来。Hold yourself up 什么意思？就是
控制。
也可以说控制啊，控制自己。OK， good。要爱心，爱心呢、啊，就是寻求对方的好处，不是寻求你自己的好处。
So you seek the benefits of others rather than benefits to yourself.
就是乃是说，在对方身上寻求神的旨意，就是让神的旨意能够成就对方的身上，不只是说你自己所喜欢的。
So、that God's will be accomplished on this person, you know, whom you're dealing with, rather than yourself.
然后就是和平。
And then peace.
和平就是说很怎么？Harmony 很和谐啊，
yes,
而且并没有什么不义的关系那种，压制关系。好，如果我们要保守圣灵合一的心，我们必须有这些德性。
So in order to preserve the unity, we should have those six qualities.
还有保罗说，为什么缘故我们要合一
？So why should we maintain the unity?
合一的根基在哪里
？What is the basis of unity?
OK， 第四章第四节，圣灵只有一个。圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙了召，同一个指望，一位主，一个信，一个喜，一位神，就是众人的父。
There's one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
其实保罗就是说啊，其实我们所敬拜的神只有一位，我们所有一切的基督徒敬的都是同样一样，都是一样，所以我们何必 何必不合而为？ 因为我们的经验是一样，我们在基督里面的经验是一样，我们所敬拜的神是一样，所以我们应该合而为。所以他讲到他合一的这个根基在这里。
Because we serve the same God, you know, why should Christians, you know, quarrel with each other?
可是啊， 合一， OK， 合一啊， 跟这个， 啊， 这句话我就很难讲了，我怎么说啊？ Unity 不一定是 uniformity，
okay.
合一跟 uniformity 怎么说？就是合一并不一定是相同的。什么是相同的？对，合一不一定什么是相同的。
Does not mean necessarily mean uniformity.
并不是说我们所领受的恩赐都是一样，我们才能够合一，不一定。
We're not saying that we have to have all have the same gifts so that we can have unity.
其实保罗跟你们强调，我们所领受的恩赐不一样。
Paul was actually stressing that we have different gifts.
可是啊，我们不同，虽然我们领受的恩赐不一样啊，可是我们领受的这个恩赐啊，应该来促成我们的合一。So
even though we may have different gifts, and the different gifts would really or should really help us to maintain the unity.
因为比如说第七节，
For example,
保罗说啊，我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，我们个人所受的恩赐都不一样。
But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. So therefore, we know that each one of us had a different amount or type of grace.
Gifts.
Gifts.
可是啊，赐给恩赐的这一个人呢，是不是这样？这一位是同样一位。
But it is the same person who gave all those gifts.
因此啊，我们同样一位圣灵或者一位神。 因为主把这个恩赐给我们，所以我们不要拿说，哎，你的恩赐跟我的恩赐不一样，所以我们不应该打架，不应该这样。Okay,
since we all receive from the same spirit, the same giver, then we shouldn't quarrel because of our gifts were different.
其实今天有很多人很喜欢是说 ，Okay, 这个恩赐啊，就是圣灵给我们的恩赐，很多人很喜欢主张这个圣灵给我们的恩赐。So
there are many people who stress spiritual gifts these days.
Spiritual gift, okay, spirit, a gift of the spirit.
Gift of spirit.
可是啊，如果我们去看圣经的话，我们所有的恩赐从哪里来？
So if you study the Bible, you know, where do all those gifts come from?
在哥林多讲到，这个恩赐是从圣灵来的。So
in First Corinthians, we know that all the gifts come from the same spirit.
在以弗所书，这个恩赐是从哪里来？是从基督来的。So
in Ephesians, we know all those gifts come from Christ.
那罗马书十二章，那个恩赐所讲的恩赐从哪里来？从父神那里而来。
Romans 12, the gifts come from the Father God.
所以其实恩赐啊，就是从三位一体的神而来。我们三而一的神而来，我不能用三位一体啊，三而为三而一的神而来啊。我们千万不要过分的强调说一切的恩典都是从圣灵来的，一切的恩赐从圣灵来的。So
the gifts all come from this triune God. So we really shouldn't stress that these are the gifts of the Spirit, because the Father God also gives and Christ also gives.
而今天的教会里面有很多人很喜欢主张啊，强调这哥林多前书所讲的那个圣灵所赐的恩赐。
There are many churches today who wish to stress the spiritual gifts as described in 1 Corinthians.
可是新的圣经所讲的是说，这个恩赐啊，不单是从圣灵来，也从耶稣基督来，也是从父神来。
But the Bible actually tells us the gifts come not just from the Spirit, but also from Christ and also from God the Father.
如果你去看这个新约圣经的话，新约圣经至少有五六个地方啊，跟我们列出。
There are five or six places in the New Testament, which lists the different gifts.
你当你比较这个各种不同的这个恩赐的列出来的 list， 恩赐列出来的这列出来恩赐的话，你看他们所列出来的不完全一样。
If you compare the lists in those five or six places, you'll see some differences between the lists.
因此啊，这些恩赐啊，恩赐的这个 list， 这恩赐所列出来的恩赐，并不是 exhaustive， 并不是。 并不是说神所要给我们的恩赐只有这些在新约圣经所五六个地方所列出来的而已。Because
of the minor differences among those lists, we can conclude that none of the lists is exhaustive.
还有有一些人很喜欢注重那一种，怎么说，spectacular，好像那种很奇妙，很引起人家注意的那种，会讲行奇能啦、疫病啦、讲方言啦，就是那一种很引起人。 spectacular 是吧？一个很奇妙，很奇，人家很奇，人家看得出来那种恩赐。可是其实这个恩赐里面也谈到管理、治理 administration 行政或者教导各种恩赐都有。
Although many people were pay special attention to those so-called spectacular gifts. But we must recognize that part of the gifts were on something quite regular, like the gifts of administration, the gifts of preaching, and things like that.
Yeah, okay. 好，我们看第十一节。
In verse 11,
这里讲到神的恩赐是什么？基督所给的恩赐，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有教师啊，有牧师和教师。
It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
其实啊，保罗在这里所讲的这些恩赐啊，圣灵所给教会的这个恩赐，都是什么？都跟教导有关系。
So all those gifts were related to the teaching of the church.
其实你去看这一个这件事，我们千万不要忽略掉啊。这教会里面的教导的工作很重要。
The teaching is an important ministry.
其实保罗讲过，教导的工作比那讲方言、比那医病更重要。对教会讲起来。
Paul even said the work of teaching, the ministry of teaching, is more important than the ministry of the tongues or a ministry of healing.
就比如说，我们看啊。
For example,
在教会里面，提摩太前书三章二节说，在教里面做监督的很重要，必须善于教导。
So talking about the bishop, in the or the overseer, it is very important. Now the overseer must be above reproach.
Yeah, and up to teach.
Okay, part of it is to able this
to
overseer must be able to teach.
对不对 ？Okay, 提多第一章第九节说，监督要怎么样啊？要坚守所教真实的道理，就能够将纯正的教训教化人。又能够把争辩的人驳倒了。
Okay, so this person must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it.
希伯来书第十三章第七节说，要引导你们的这些人什么呀？要传神的道给你们的这些人。
Hebrews,
教导，把这个福音真理讲清楚，非常的重要。
Hebrews 13:7. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith.
Right, they teach you, and yeah,
teach you.
Okay, 就是说啊，教会里面这个教导的恩赐、教导的工作非常的重要。
So it the teaching ministry is a very important ministry in the church.
还有，以弗所书第四章第十二节，我们的中文其实翻的不很妙。
Ephesians 4:12, the Chinese translation was rather inappropriate.
我们念第十一节跟第十二节。
So let's read the verses 11, 12 together.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒。我现在按照中文念啊，为要成全圣徒，割尽其肢，建立基督的身体。
Ephesians 4:11-12. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
Okay, 英文是翻得好一点啊。
Yeah, the English translation.
我们中文这样说，为要成全圣徒，把它点一点。
Okay, the Chinese version saying to prepare the saints.
Okay, 那这里啊，好像意思就是说。这些使徒、先知、传福音、牧师和教师的目的，就是要成全圣徒。第一，要成全圣徒；第二，要割尽其肢；第三，要建立基督的身体，对不对？
So,
中文念起来像这样子。
So the Chinese version seems to imply that the works of the list of people is to first to prepare the saints, and second for works of service.
其实啊，
third,
保罗在这个地方用不同的这个希腊文的这个前置词 preposition， 让我们知道他的意思不是这样。
So Paul was actually using different Greek prepositions to let us know that his meaning was not what's apparent in the
Bible. 保罗的意思就是说，这些使徒、先知、传福音的教师、牧师这些人呢，是要来预备、装备、训练圣徒，而使圣徒割尽其肢来建立，使圣徒来建立基督的身体。
Okay, but Paul was saying that those apostles, pastors, teachers, and so on, they were to prepare the saints so that they could. They could work as in their service, and so that the body of Christ may be built up.
所以要建立基督的身体，乃是每一个圣徒的责任，而不是这些使徒、先知这些人的责任而已。
So it is responsibility of all people to build up the body of Christ, rather than just the apostles, prophets, evangelists, and so on.
那保罗就跟他们讲啊，你们领受了这恩赐的目的做什么呢？恩目的，你的恩赐啊，是为着要服侍，不是为了你在自己自夸说，你看我有这么大的这一个什么，我有这么大的恩赐，你看我秒你，你们根本没有恩赐，我有恩赐，我比你属灵。那完全错了。
So the purpose of the gifts was not to, for one to glorify himself and boast that he has something that others didn't, but to serve others so that the body of Christ may be built up.
因此就说你的恩赐哪里来？就是神给你的，而这恩赐的目的就是要来服侍众教会。如果这样的话，你有什么资格在那里夸口？
So if you know your gifts is designed for the ministry of the, all the churches, then what do you have to boast about?
所以今天如果有人说，你看我有这种恩赐，表示我被圣灵充满，你们没有这恩赐，你们要被我圣灵充满，哎呀，你这灵性很低啊，我灵性很高，那样的根本就违反圣经的这个原则，圣经的原理。
So if we have someone here today say that, look, the type of spiritual gifts I have, since you don't have it, you know, I'm more spiritual than you are, and those people is not encouraged by the Bible.
Okay, 底下啊。那这个我们的合一啊，我们服事的目的在说什么呢？乃是要促成教会的合一。
So the purpose of this ministry is to keep the unity of the church.
那你跟你们讲到什么呢？就说这些神的恩赐啊，最重要的建立自己的身体什么呢？要知道我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子得以长大成人等等。
So the purpose of those gifts is that for the body of Christ to be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
那里其实所说的意思就是说啊，就说如果我们有真正的完备的真理，如果我们真是对神有真正的信，这个完整的信心的话，那结果是什么呢？我们会达到一种真正在神里面的一种合一。
So if we have the full truth and we have the we're full of faith and we will reach unity in the faith.
如果我们的信心越刚强，我们信心的越长进的话，我们就越能够在基督里面合一。
So the stronger our faith is, the more readily we'll become one in Christ.
还有保罗说啊，我们必须啊要长大成人。OK 啊。第十三节的后面说，我们必须长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
We have to become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
意思就是说，要达到基督要我们达到的那种程度。
So we are supposed to reach the level that Christ wants us to reach.
那到那个程度是什么呢？我们就不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计。
So if we reach that maturity, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves.
当我们增长到这 okay, grow, 增长是吧
grow.
Yeah, 我们增长我都问你国语啊增长。对增长。当我们增长到一个程度之后啊，我们就不会受各种不同的这个教训的风飘来飘去。我们就能够分辨异端。
So if we are growing, if we grow into maturity, we will not be tricked by others and won't be tossed back and forth by the waves.
所以我们长到了一个成熟的地步之后啊，我们就能够分辨真理，还是这个是真理，还是这个不是真理，我们就必须能够分别这样。
So if we are mature, then we can discern which is truth and which isn't.
所以我们在教会里面的真理上的增长。真理上的根基啊，要非常重要，使我们能够分辨是非。
So the basis of truth is very important, so that we can know what's right and what's wrong.
Okay, 第十五节啊，我们中文把它翻成说，唯用爱心说诚实话。
The Chinese translation sounds like speaking the truth in love.
Okay, 这一节翻的对不对，翻的好不好？各位也许可以从这个前后里面去看了、啊，大概可以猜得出来。
So, you probably will be able to guess whether that was a proper translation or not. That is, instead, speaking the truth in love.
我请问各位啊，用爱心说诚实话，跟我们站立的稳，不受各种异教的异端的风吹来吹去，有什么关系？
So, what is the relationship between the speaking the truth in love and to stand up against the blowing of the waves or wind?
有没有听懂我的意思？用爱心说诚实话，跟那一个能够抵挡异教的风，抵挡这个不受这不随从各样的异端有什么关系
So what is the relationship between speaking the truth in love and the resistance against the cults?
啊？
没有。
对，我知道。可是虽然是这样啊，其实这两种好像没有什么东西没有连接起来。
So、the relationship isn't that apparent.
Okay, 希腊文是怎么说的呀？
What does the Greek say then?
中文很难翻啊，我讲英文你就有翻了、啊。这男的对给他，他比较聪明一点。我希腊文我用把它字眼翻成英文是这样。
So the English translation will be like this.
来，我讲英文，你讲国语啊。Truth 再加上 ing, truthing in love. 保罗就这么说 ，truthing in love.
真实相爱。
不是 truthing in love, truthing 啊，你们有没有这个 transparency 白的？我们要带来我啊？
这个大本在哪里？
大本在哪里？有没有空白的？哦、OK, 空白的。好 ，OK。保罗所讲的是这样，
真实的爱，
也不是。
好像是在爱中寻求真实的意思。
Right, that's right. Truth, OK, ing in love. 这样，
爱中寻求真理。
OK, 也许可以这么说啊。就说保罗所说的说我们必须啊本着爱来保守我们的真理寻求真理站立在真理上。就这样。
So, we have to seek truth and preserve truth and stand,
for truth and guard truth in love. OK, 因此啊这里跟你们看到一个什么呢，教会里面的保持真理的纯洁，能够寻求真理，保持真理的纯洁，抵挡这个异教的风，抵挡异端，非常的重要。
So it is very important to preserve the truth and to resist different false teachings. It is very important.
可是当我们要这样做的时候啊，要在爱心里面。
But as we're doing it, we should do it in love.
要凭着爱心来拥护真理，来保持真理，来追求真理，来也，或对吧？把这个假理，把这个异端赶出去。
So we should use love to guard the truth and to stand up on truth and to resist the false teachings.
而且同时还要活出真理来。
We also are to live out truth.
Okay, 我讲啊 maintaining, living, and doing truth in love. 替我翻中文。
我们用爱心来保守的真理，
来活出真理，来做出真理一样。Okay, 如果我们增长的话，应该增长到这种程度。
So if we grow, this is our goal.
那我们凡事跟独自连女元首基督啊，我们一起。能够有保持这个合一，使我们能够真正的能够长进，在爱中来建立自己。
So, we will in all things grow up and into Him who is the head, that is Christ. From the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
好，还二十分钟，我们必须
ten more minutes.
OK, 底下跟我们讲到。我们要成为一个过一个圣洁的生活，我们要从旧人变成新人。
So, then, in Ephesians 4:17, and onward, we're trying to say, Paul is trying to say that we should discard our old self and put on the new self.
好，保罗讲到我们啊要丢掉旧人，穿上新人。第一，他跟你们讲到教理的根基。
So as Paul was trying to tell us that we should put off our old selves, to make a new and put on the new self, and this is the basis of the
doctrinal basis.
This is a doctrinal basis.
Okay, 第一啊，保罗，我先给各位看这个，先看到最好了。你看保罗第四章十七节到十九节讲到旧人。
So verses 17-19, Paul is talking about this old person.
那第二十节开始讲到新人。
So verses 20 and through 24 talk about this new person.
而这两段啊， 四章十节到十九节，四章二十节到二十四节，这两段是成了一个很显著的对比。
So these two paragraphs really serves as a good contrast with each other.
那这个旧人呢，就是什么？就是这些外邦人的生活。
The old person is referring to the life as a Gentile.
我们要看到这个外邦人的心智上的堕落，就经过这一段。
So the fall
of the mind
of the mind of Gentile, a pagan, is like this.
Okay. 其实我们，如果你可以看到的话啊，保罗在罗马书第一章十八节到三十二节讲到这个外邦人的心智的堕落。
So in Romans 1:18, Paul talk about the fall of the heart of the Gentiles.
以弗所书第四章十七节跟第十九节一样，讲到这外邦人的心智上的堕落。
It is also discussed in Ephesians chapter 4:17-19.
我们比较看到他们两个其实是平行的。
So they are actually, they actually serve as good parallels.
所以第一，他们堕落从哪里开始？第一，他们的顽固，他们的硬心。
So the first problem is that they were hardened in heart.
因为比如说在罗马书里面这几节我不讲出来了，我把这个大概告诉各位，因为想要节省时间了。
Yeah, this is just a summary of what the Romans says.
保罗说这些人啊，他们行不义，阻挡真理。
So these people, they were unrighteous and they resist truth.
他们明知道有神，却不把他当作神来荣耀他。
Although they knew that God exists, they did not worship him.
他们故意不认识神。
They made a purpose not to know God.
虽然关于神的事，人能够所知道的，从被造物等等知道，可是他们故意不认他，我根本不理。
So even though that they knew about God, they ignore him.
所以以弗所书四章十八节说，这些人的心里刚硬。
So in Ephesians 4:18, you talk about those people, their hearts were hardened.
那这个心里刚硬的结果是什么呢？神说 ，OK， 你既然刚硬，你不要我了，我也不强迫你。结果他们变成心地的昏暗。
So the result is that they will be in darkness.
OK， 其实这里啊，保罗这罗马书所讲的这几点是什么？就他们的思念呢变为虚妄，就是说他们呢。根本不要把很重要的这一个因素啊放在他们考虑之内，因此他们头脑里面所想的，他们的计划当然就缺少了一个很多很多的这个很重要的这个怎么 miss the point。
So since they chose to ignore God, then their minds were occupied by vanity and other things。
以弗所书也跟讲，他们就有虚妄的心，他们的心就昏昧，他们就变成无知。
Okay, in Ephesians 4:17, talking about their hearts are darkened and they don't have any understanding.
其实这里所说的他们的无知这些，并不是说他们的 IQ 低啊，不是讲那个意思，不是说他们的智商就降低了。
Low intelligence,
不是那个意思，而是说啊，在他们的考虑的时候，把一些很重要的因素根本没有放在考虑之内。
As they were making decisions, they have ignored one important factor.
我讲一个故事帮助各位了解这一点是吧
？So I try to tell you a story.
很简单的讲啊。
Very in short.
大概是今年八月底的样子啊。
Toward the end of August.
在 Lexington 有一对年轻人结婚。
There were a couple married in Lexington.
那这个新郎有一个非常好的朋友啊，住在 Indianapolis。
So this groom has a very good friend who lives in Indianapolis.
那他的朋友想啊，他这个朋友在 Indianapolis 的朋友说，哎呀，我这个最好的朋友要结婚了，我一定要参加他的婚礼。
So this his best friend felt that since he has to attend the marriage of his best friend.
所以啊，他就请假，他一定要去参加他的婚礼，付了很大的代价。
So he tried to take leave and in order to attend this particular wedding.
他想想说，从 Indianapolis 开车到 Lexington 大概开车三小时半，顶多四小时应该可以到。
So he felt that it is possible to reach Lexington from Indianapolis by driving for 3 or 4 hours.
所以他想想啊，婚礼是下午两点钟开始。
So he knew that the wedding started at 2 o'clock.
所以我早上十点钟去，一定可以赶得上。
So if I leave at 10 in the morning, I should be able to get there.
哎呀，他真是啊，用心的开车啊，要赶到参加他这个很好的朋友的这个新郎的这个婚礼。
Carefully, in order to get to the wedding in time.
结果他开车啊，不是开四小时，他开了三小时半就到了。
So,
很快。
He actually drove fast, so he got there in 3.5 hours, rather than
他很高兴啊，你看，两点钟要婚礼啊，我现在去还早，现在还一点半。 我大概可以参加婚礼。
So he felt pretty good about it. He said that the wedding is to start at 2 o'clock, but I got there at 1:30.
他很高兴，跑到这教堂里面去说：“你看，现在婚礼还没有开始呢，还半个钟头。”这慢吞吞的走进来。
So he was very happy. So he entered the church slowly. He felt that he was quite early.
当他进去的时候，一看了。
So after he got there,
婚礼已经完了。
So the wedding was over.
他怎么搞的
？He said, "What happened?"
我明明算好的，我开始才3小时半，为什么婚礼完了？
He felt that you know he made good plans of it. How come the wedding is already over by the time I got there?
你晓得什么事发生？
You know why?
1小时的时差没有算上去。
就是 1 hour of a time difference.
所以他以为到那边，其实那个时候已经2点半了，婚礼刚刚结束。
So he thought he got there at 1:30, but it's already 2:30 in Lexington.
你看这个人当然很聪明了，对不对？他会算4小时，很聪明了。可是他把一个很重要的1小时的时差的这个因素没有放在他考虑之内，所以整个完了。
Okay. So he was a smart person. He knew he planned for 4 hours, but he ignored one important factor, which is a time zone difference.
保罗就是说啊。外邦人头脑虽然很聪明啊，可是他们把一个很重要的因素，神存在这件事，不把它放在考虑之内，结果他们所有一些计划都糟糕了，就像这朋友一样， so, 想去参加婚礼，结果迟到了，完了。
So Paul said that even though the Gentiles are smart, yet they ignored one important factor in their decision-making process. Therefore, they made many, many mistakes.
Okay, 所以他们的心理昏暗呢，并不是说他们的爱。
Okay, the lack of an important factor.
如果他们这样做的话，神很民主，神不会说你不信我非不可，你不信我神就任凭你。所以啊，这个罗马书讲到神就任凭他们，你不管我，好吧，就让你走你的路，任凭他们。
So God gave them the free will. So in Romans we know that God gave them up, saying that since you decided not to follow me, then go ahead.
那你根本不要跟神在一起的话，当然你就与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
So you are separated from the life which was given by God.
那个结果怎么样呢？
What's
结果他们生活就变成 reckless。我想了一大半天，昨天晚上在那里想 reckless 什么方法，我不知道，所以我不赞成把它翻成无限度。如果你想到一个好的方法，告诉我，我替我翻 reckless。reckless 叫做
铤而走险的。
啊，铤而走险 ，OK。
So they have no directions and their life is a reckless life.
对，所以保罗说，你看这些人结果是什么呢？行污秽的事，放纵可羞耻的情欲，行为。行那可羞耻的事，行不合理的事，各种邪恶都来。
They were indulged in all kind of desires and do all kind of shameful things and irrational things and all kind of evil.
因为当一个人呢让罪侵入到他的生命之后啊，这个罪只会不会，除非把你搞到一个真是一个很极端的地步啊，他绝不什么不甘休是吧？不休， so, 所以把你搞到一个程度。
So, if you're indulging in sin, and the sin will lead you to a terrible state.
所以保罗在以弗所书说，他们就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
So Paul said those people, they gave themselves over to sensuality and to indulge in every kind of
impurity. 这个是外邦人的情况。
With a continual lust for more. So this is the state of the Gentiles.
可是我们在基督的生活，新人就不一样了。
But how about this new person?
那保罗说、right. 我们呢怎么样呢？你们第20节说，你们学了基督却不是这样。
So you, however, did not come to know Christ that way.
这里有几个我们中文很难翻的、啊、所以我把这个希腊文的意思告诉各位，我们中文这样翻有几个地方翻得不很好。
So the Chinese translation is rather inappropriate at points.
就是这样啊，保罗说我们学了基督，就是基督是我们的 subject， 我们的什么？我们受教或者是我们学习的科目 subject。
So, Christ becomes of our subject of our studies。
就是我们能够认识基督，我们学习基督，对不对
？We learn about Christ, which is the subject of our study。
保罗说我们听了他，其实听了是什么意思呢？就是不是我们听了基督本身的。基督借着他的工人教导我们，所以我们听了他。基督通过他的工人来教导我们。
So we heard Jesus through the teachings of his workers.
好，底下一句话我们中文就没有把它翻出来，不是把它翻了另外一个不同的方法。那里说 ，You are taught in him， 我们在他里被教受教。
So it says you are taught in him.
OK， 那的意思说什么呢？就说其实啊。我们不但是学了基督，我们不但是基督教借着他的功能来教导我们，同时我们与基督联合，我们跟基督联合在一起。
So not only we learned about Jesus and through the teachings of his servants, we are also united with Jesus.
OK, 我们中文把它翻成说，第二十一节说啊，如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学他的真理，其实啊，保罗所说的说 ，You are taught in Him as truth in Jesus， 你们与基督联合而受教。正如真理或者正因真理在耶稣基督里面。
Okay, that's fine. You said it. Oh,
okay. Okay. 那这里所讲的真理是指的什么东西
？What is the truth there then?
我刚才说这两段成了一个很强的对比，对不对
？So these are the two strong contrasts.
所以啊，保罗在这一段里面讲到他们的无知。
Paul is talking about the ignorance of the old person.
这里讲到真理。
And the truthfulness of the new person.
所以他说，正如或者正因真理在基督里面，这个真理啊，就是那个无知的相反。
So the truth is really serves as a good contrast to ignorance.
所以从这里我们可以知道，真理的意思是什么呢？真理的意思啊，是 more than ethical truth. 这里所说的真理啊，是比这个道德的真理更多，可是有 ethical implication， 有那个真理有道德的 implication， 怎么说？含义。OK， 有道德含义在那里。
So the truth here has some ethical and moral implications. It's more than just an ethical truth.
OK， 保罗底下所讲的呀，是用一个 infinitive 中文怎么说 ？infinitive 啊、infinitive 文法怎么说？不定词。OK， 不定词。保罗说啊 ，You were taught， 你受教，然后呢，接着有三个不定词
，so you were taught infinitives to do three things. They're all in the infinitive.
那如果是不定词的话，其实你解释起来有两个可能。
So there are two ways.
从文法上讲起来有两个可能。
The infinitives.
一个可能就是说这个不定词啊，可以把它当作命令式来用。
So one is to use infinitive as it were commands.
可是问题就是说，保罗讲了这一段之后啊，保罗在二十五节，所以你们要弃绝保罗开始用这个命令式来讲，所以你们要弃绝谎言。
So you have to.To give up the tongues,
verse 25, lie, 谎言
Okay, give up lies.
Yeah, verse 25.
Verse 25. Give up falsehood.
Right. Okay. 所以在那里我们看到啊，保罗既然呢、啊、用这个命令式，在二十五节用命令式，所以他不可能在这个地方是用命令式。
So in verse 25, he used the imperative mood.
Therefore, 这个不定词啊，并不是命令式的意思。
So the infinitive is not an imperative mood.
那如果这样的话，这个不定词 infinitive 什么意思呢
？And what does it mean then?
就是告诉我们所受的教训的一部分的内容。
So he is trying to
the partial content of the teaching. Okay.
He's trying to tell us the partial contents of the teaching.
所以就说这告诉我们说，我们在基督里面受教做什么呢？受教，我们在基督里面所受的教训当中的一部分的真理，乃是要我们脱去旧人，要我们心智改新，要我们穿上新人。
So part of the truth we're taught is to put off our old self and to be made new in the attitude of our minds and to put on the new self.
可是在这里，保罗跟他们讲一个不是保罗跟他们讲，保罗用了这一个不定词是 infinitive， 也很有意思。
So it is very interesting to see that Paul used the infinitive.
保罗说啊，你们受基督的教，基督教导你们的这个真理的一部分呢，就是要脱去旧人，心智改换一新，要穿上新人。
So as part of truth is to put off our old self and to be made new in the attitude of our minds and to put on the new self.
可是在这里啊，保罗用的这个 tense 时事不一样。这个是 aorist infinitive， 这个是 present infinitive， 这个是 aorist infinitive， 不一样。
But he also used different tense for these three items, and two of them were aorist, and one is in present tense.
OK， 那什么意思
？What does that mean then？
就是说，保罗告诉我们说，我们要脱去旧人呢、啊。我一下子可以把脱掉，把我这衣服脱掉。
So we can put off ourselves as putting off our clothing.
Right.一下子可以把它脱掉，
so、I can
那你要穿上新的，把这衣服一下子穿上来。
So we can also put on the new person, just like putting on a clothes.
所以这里这个 aorist infinitive 意思就是说，你可以一下子脱起来，一下子穿上去。
So you can put something off, and you can put something on.
可是保罗说，我们要 心智改换一心呢，是什么？是一个继续的一个过程。
But, to be made new is a really a continuous process.
OK, 是一个过程。
It is a process.
那这个过程呢？好，保罗晓得这件事。我们的心呢？我们的心要改正过来啊，要经过一个过程。
So, there's a process before us. We can be renewed, so that we can be renewed.
我常常说啊，我们的科学越发达，我们越能够明白圣经的真理。
So I often say that the more science advances, the more we can understand the Bible.
今天有一些心理学家，即使不是有一些心理学家，大家都晓得这件事啊，会告诉我们说，我们的 mind， 我们的心智啊，心理学家把它分成一个意识和潜意识 ，conscious mind 跟 subconscious mind。
So the psychologists today divide our minds into a conscious mind and a subconscious mind.
那我们的 conscious mind 呢，要转过来很容易。
It is very easy to change our conscious mind.
可是我们的 subconscious mind 要转过来没有那么容易。
But it is rather difficult to change our subconscious mind.
因为你 conscious mind， 我说容易的意思就是说，你把你以为最初不晓得什么事情啊，可是你把证据给他看的话，他的这个 conscious mind 很容易就转过来。
So if you don't understand one thing, if people present you enough evidence, then it's very easy for you to change your conscious mind.
可是你里面的潜意识啊，过去那错误的观念留在那里啊，你要把它转过来，不可能一天把它转过来，你要经过一段时期，慢慢的把它转过来。
But the problems you had in your subconscious mind may take some time before you can change it.
就是说要经过一个过程。
So, and there's a process.
要一段时间。
There's a time period involved too.
而且还要你自己愿意去把它改过来，才会改过来。
You have to be willing to change it before it can be changed.
Okay, 我讲一个很快的，再一我可能要拖一两分钟啊。
So I may run over for a couple of minutes.
就是说 ，Okay, 我讲一个例子，我在美国已经25年了。
I have been here for 25 years.
那我平常用英文上课，自己用英文讲。
So I often normally use English to teach in my work.
所以我讲英文大概没有什么困难了，大概，
so、
除非有一点 accent。
Okay. I don't have a real problem with English except a problem of accent.
所以有时候我去外面去讲道或者是 lecture， 人家问我说你要用什么东西，我让你选英文、台语、国语，各讲起来差不多一样。
So, when people invite me to go out and speak, so ask me which language would I prefer, as it doesn't make any difference. I can preach in English or in Mandarin or in Taiwanese. They are just about the same.
可是有一件事不一样。
But there's one thing different, though.
我今天要算这里有几个人呢、啊、
？So I have to count how many people there are in this room.
我不用英文算。
I cannot do it in English.
我用什么算？用台语算。
I count it in Taiwanese.
我来美国25年，我还是用台语算几个人。
So even though I've been here 25 years, I still count in Taiwanese.
我算了65之后，把它转过来说哦 65， 这样转过来。
Okay. After I count to 65 in Taiwanese, I translate it and it's 65.
为什么缘故？
Why?
原因呢，就是我根本没有需要算给。如果我教数学的话，我就有需要。可是我觉得，我算几个人，我何必算给我学生听？我不要算给别人的，我只要算我自己知道，然后告诉人就好了。所以啊，二十六倍哦，很容易算。
So I'm not a math teacher, so I don't have to read out how I count. So all I need to do is to count them.
所以今天呢，已经过了25年，因为我根本没有想要把它改过来，所以我知道今天还是没有改过来。
Yes, I've never tried to change my counting method, so it's so it has never been changed.
那如果我想要把它改过来的话，我不会讲台语了，我就可以讲英文，对不对？因为我有心把它改过来。
So if I really made a point to change it, then I should be able to.
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们的心智的改换呢，是一个过程，我们必须天天呢。来继续的改变我们心智。
So what Paul is saying that the renewing of our mind, we have to do it continuously. It takes time. It's a continuous process.
所以就说，我们必须啊，时时常常、时常来念圣经，让这个圣经的真理来改变我们潜意识里面的错误的观念。
So we have to read our Bible often and continuously, so that the truth as recorded in the Bible can change the errors that we had in our subconscious mind.
所以，如果你真是要做一个新人，有一个新人的生活，你的想法要跟圣经的这个标准一样的话，你必须要常常把圣经的话放在你的心智里面，把你的潜意识里面的 错误的违反圣经的那种看法那种想法把它排斥出去把圣经的正确的看法放在你的潜意识里面
So if you are to be renewed your mind is to be renewed by Christ you have to study the Bible constantly so that you know the truth as recorded in the Bible both in your mind and also in your subconscious mind
OK 我们晚上还有最后一堂啊要从第四章20节左右看到第六章很快来看
OK So we'll spend one more lecture here which we'll study from chapter 4 verses 20 all the way to the end
我大概会看很快来看不过至少能够把重要的这个 这个内容
跟各位一起来看 So hopefully we can cover all the important points in the final lecture
我们来祷告
Let us pray
父神我们谢谢你
Father God we thank you
今天早上我们从这个保罗的书信里面从以弗所书里面来学到一些真理
So we learned some truths from the book of Ephesians.
求你帮助我们每一个人。
So I ask you to help each one of us.
真正能够继续让圣灵在我们生命里面工作。
So we ask the Holy Spirit to work within our lives.
一方面也求你使我们真正愿意渴慕你的真理。
Make us eager to seek your truth.
能够借由这个真理来改变我们里面的心智。
So this truth that our mind can be renewed continuously.
叫我们真是能够活出新人的样子出来。
So that we can live out this new lifestyle.
我们这样祷告，奉我们的主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen.